In Digging for Truth, Brian Windle reveals the archaeological evidence for biblical characters and events to remind us that what we read in the Bible has a clear historical connection. Here now is Brian Windle.
I have the privilege of being part of the Associates for Biblical Research, a group of archaeologists and Bible scholars dedicated to demonstrating the historical reliability of Scripture through archaeological and biblical research. I serve in a small way by following the happenings in the world of biblical archaeology and writing a weekly current events update for their website, BibleArchaeology.org. As we approach the end of this year, I thought I'd look back at the most exciting discoveries and announcements from the world of biblical archaeology in 2016. So here, then, are what I would consider to be the top 10 discoveries in biblical archaeology this past year. Number 10, discoveries relating to the temple in Jerusalem. I'm going to cheat a bit here by grouping a number of discoveries together. The first was in April, when a bronze incense shovel was unearthed in archaeological excavations at Magdala. The shovel fit the description given in Exodus 27 of the incense shovels there, and it's one of only 10 that are known in the country dating to the Second Temple period. In September, archaeologists from the Temple Mount Sifting Project announced that they had successfully restored some of the flooring tiles from the Second Temple using colored floor tile segments that they had found in the earth and rubble that had come from the Temple Mount. They were able to come up with a number of floor designs they believed accurately reflected what was actually at the temple at the time of Jesus. Finally, in November, Israeli archaeologists announced for the first time ever artifacts had been unearthed in situ. That means in an actual archaeological dig on the Temple Mount that conclusively dated to the time of Solomon's Temple. These digs were carried out quietly from 2007 to this past year in a rare display of cooperation between Islamic and Israeli archaeologists. There are some who seek to deny a Jewish presence on the Temple Mount at all, but these discoveries and others clearly show the existence of the First and Second Temple on the Jewish Mount in Jerusalem, just as the Bible describes. Number 9 would be the unprecedented discovery of 3,000-year-old textiles. This was announced in February of this past year. For the first time ever, a collection of fabrics still intact from the era of King David and King Solomon were found. They were found at the Timnah copper mines in the Arava Valley. This is believed by many to be the site of King Solomon's copper mines. Fragments were mostly in about 5 centimeter by 5 centimeter square sizes. They're from clothing, bags, tents, even rope. They vary in color and weave and ornamentation. The discovery was unique and certainly sheds a light on the fashions of the time period. Number eight would be the stone vessel factory that was excavated near Nazareth. In August 2016, excavations uncovered a 2,000-year-old quarry where stone vessels were produced. It was in a cave hewn of chalk stone, and it revealed numerous stone vessels in various stages of production. It led archaeologists to conclude there was a healthy market for such items in that geographic region. In the first century, Jews in Galilee used pots and storage jars made of stone because they didn't become ritually impure. In John chapter 2, verse 6, we read how Jesus turned the water into wine in stone jars during the wedding at Cana. Interestingly, this quarry is located in the same general vicinity as the biblical Cana likely was, suggesting the possibility that the stone jars described in the miracle in John may actually have been built at the factory that was excavated nearby. At the very least, the discovery confirms the use of stone jars in first century Galilee, just as the Bible describes. Number 7 is the desecrated gate shrine discovered at Tel Lachish in September. Archaeologists excavated a 6-chamber gate in the biblical city of Lachish, and they made 3 significant discoveries that confirm details described in the Bible. The gate shrine at Tel Lachish is the largest ever discovered from the First Temple period. It's been dated to the 8th century BC using artifacts that were found in the rooms, including jars, grain scoops, and jar handles that were even stamped with the phrase belonging to the king. The 3 discoveries were this. Number 1, there were benches unearthed at the city gate, confirming what we know from history and certainly what the Bible describes And that is that the city gates were places where elders, judges, governors, and kings sat to do business, as described in Proverbs 31:23. The second discovery was that within one of the rooms in the city gate, excavators found two four-horned altars with the horns seemingly intentionally broken off. This is believed to be evidence of the reforms of King Hezekiah, who we're told, quote, removed the high places, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles as part of his reforms, 2 Kings 18, verse 4. And the third discovery, finally, was a stone chair with a hole in the middle. It's kind of humorous. Archaeologists identified it as a toilet, and it was found in the corner of a room. This suggests an intentional desecration of the gate shrine, and it's reminiscent of the Bible's description of Jehu turning the temple of Baal in Samaria into a latrine in 2 Kings 10:27. Number six, the unprecedented find of a 3,000-year-old Philistine cemetery unearthed in Ascalon. The find demonstrates the Philistines had very different burial practices than their Canaanite and Israelite neighbors. Researchers are going to be conducting DNA tests and biological studies to try and determine the origin of the Philistines. Number five, the analysis of inscriptions on pottery shards that had been previously unearthed at Tel Arad. That analysis pointed to a widespread literacy in the kingdom of Judah by 600 BC. Researchers from Tel Aviv University developed a computer software program that could reconstruct and perform handwriting analysis on the ancient Hebrew inscriptions. The high-tech study suggested that these inscriptions were written by at least six different authors, ranging in rank from a top military commander down to a subordinate who worked in the fortress warehouse. The authors of the report concluded that this implies an education system that would have supported the composition of biblical texts before the destruction of the first temple. Number four, the first century synagogue that was unearthed in Galilee in August of 2016. This synagogue predated the temple destruction in 70 AD, and this is important because critics have said that there were no synagogues prior to the destruction of the temple. In actual fact, this is now the eighth synagogue that has been found in Israel, which predates the temple destruction. It's important because the Bible says that Jesus went throughout Galilee teaching in their synagogues in Matthew 4:23. Number three, a 3,000-year-old palace dating to the time of Solomon was discovered in Gezer and announced in September. Philistine pottery and a Philistine goddess idol were also discovered at the site, providing evidence that the Bible's description of Gezer being under Philistine control when David broke the power, quote, all the way from Geba to Gezer in 2 Samuel 5:25, is true. The team excavating the site dubbed the building Solomon's Palace, not because they believe Solomon dwelt there, but because of the Bible's description of Solomon's building projects at Gezer after his wife, Pharaoh's daughter, received the city as a wedding gift from her father, the king of Egypt. 1 Kings 9:15 to 17 tells this. The discovery demonstrates yet again that the descriptions found in the Bible are historically accurate. Number two, was the technological breakthrough of a burnt scroll of Leviticus being digitally unfolded. It had been discovered in the burnt-out remains of a synagogue in En Gedi, but had been stored until technology had advanced to the point where it might be readable. Well, that day has arrived. Scientists from the University of Kentucky worked with scholars in Jerusalem to scan the scroll and use new software to virtually unfolded. What they discovered was text of Leviticus, identical to the Masoretic text of the Old Testament. This makes the En Gedi scroll the earliest copy of the Masoretic text and bridges a gap in the history of Bible translation that had existed between the Dead Sea Scrolls and the medieval copies of the Old Testament. And finally, number one, the uncovering and unsealing of the burial bed in the purported tomb of Jesus in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. This was the first time that the marble slab that covered it had been removed in almost 500 years. Researchers had been given only 60 hours to complete their work as part of their repairs to the edicule or shrine there. Throughout the operation, archaeologists photographed and documented their findings, and these will be studied in further detail in the coming months and years. Well, there you have it, the top 10 discoveries in 2016. If you'd like to follow all the latest happenings in the world of biblical archaeology, go to BibleArchaeology.org and click on the Current Events tab.
You've been listening to Brian Windle with Digging for Truth, a program that presents solid archaeological evidence for biblical characters and events, helping us make links between Scripture and history. To contact Brian, send an email to hopestreamradio@gmail.com and put digging in the subject line.